This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. I got some good news. We are 8 seconds into the show and Audrey has already injured herself.
I whacked my shin. Oh. And there's no worse pain really than that. Like on a metal surface.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Do you
bruise easy? Is it going to be, you going to bruise? Yeah.
When you get older, you just start bruising and you don't even know what you hit.
Isn't that the worst? You're like, you get a surprise bruise, and especially when it's the size of a dinner plate. You're like, what the hell happened, man?
When you were young and you got surprise bruises, it was because you were blacked out. And you could try to retrace it, but you never knew. You knew you probably did something stupid.
And your friends you fell over when you were drunk, yeah.
But as an adult, you're like, I've been sober for 3 weeks straight. How do I have a giant bruise on my thigh?
Yeah. How do I keep hitting the corner of my bed frame every morning
every
when I wake up?
Every single day, what's wrong with me?
They need to make padded like bed frames.
Yes. Well, they probably wouldn't be. Well, they do, actually, the cloth ones.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, the legs and stuff, too.
Oh, so you, for like toe shoving?
Just, like, bubble wrap the entire thing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be easier just to bubble wrap boy. You?
Yeah. How do you pee?
In the bubble.
You're like, let me out of this hamster ball. It's awful in here. I've gone three times.
Wheel yourself over a little hole. Open the hole.
When you're walking, it splashes around.
Oh, God.
That would be horrible.
Or walking it could be like body. The bubble wrap that you get in packaging where you just had to like pop a couple of bubbles and then you could access the zipper.
Is that what it would be?
Pop, okay. pop, pop, pop. What are you doing in there? Don't worry about it. Well, some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there,
Dave,
honey?
Why don't we start today's show off with some bad news?
Newly crowned AEW World Champion Chris Jericho.
Hell of a match.
Was
this past Saturday?
All right.
It was. I mean, he's damn near 50.
Yeah. Well, Chris Jericho, still a champion, or is he?
Dun, dun, dun.
He reportedly had his title belt stolen from him over the weekend while he was eating dinner at a Longhorn Steakhouse in Florida. Now, this particular Longhorn Steakhouse was in the badass capital of the world, Tallahassee, Florida.
Oh, classy.
According to the filing. Yeah, I thought you were going to hit it one more time.
No, right. I'm not giving that up for Tallahassee.
Come on, man. According to the filing, Jericho left his belt inside of his sweet-ass rented limousine while he was eating inside the Longhorn Steakhouse in Tallahassee.
Yeah, the later part of this intro music is
kind of stinks. Yeah,
isn't very good. Yeah, no.
The victim remained at Longhorn while the limo driver returned to the airport. The victim had taken the wrong luggage from the airport, and the driver took it back to the terminal where the driver picked up
Stop
the victim from
the
restaurant.
Say Jericho.
I know. Like, why is this written like the victim? It's not. He lost his crappy belt, but it's an AEW belt.
It's actually a really nice belt.
I'm sure it is, but they can just give him a new one, right?
No, man. You know how long it takes to craft a world championship belt?
In China, probably not very long.
Thousands of dollars. Like, it's a felony to steal that belt.
Chris Jericho spent thousands of dollars at the Longhorn Steakhouse in Tallahassee.
I don't believe.
He's not concerned with money.
I don't believe any of this. I love AEW. I think AEW should be getting a lot of recognition. I think this is a great way to viral market AEW. But I feel like Longhorn is probably going to be one of their sponsors.
Yeah.
And now, you know, Chris Jericho is one of the biggest names in that organization that most people outside of wrestling would recognize.
If next Saturday he gets on the mic, he's like, I've been eating at the Longhorn Steakhouse.
Where you could get 2 for $20.
Oh, dang. I think he was waiting for the music to pop back up again.
Tallahassee!
Come on!
Oh, no, it's a jam.
You can't get
this. It's killing me.
His fingers haven't worked that hard in a while.
This is all what they call a work. This is not a shoot design. And I'm glad, because yesterday Jericho took a video of him sitting in a hot tub.
Of course.
Talking about how he's got a worldwide search championship belt. You know.
Okay, that was the bad news. That was also the good news. Oh, that was so great.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So we're all going to Longhorn after the show?
I think you mean Longhorn Steakhouse!
I don't know if there are any Longhorns in Las Vegas.
Are there not?
Isn't that the establishment where you can just like dump peanuts everywhere?
No, that was Texas, Lone Star.
Texas Roadhouse and Lone Star. Yeah.
But Lone Star's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
They're all the same.
How dare you?
Are you looking right now? Is there any Longhorns here?
I think they're all closed.
Ah, that's too bad.
That's devastating.
Oh, we can go to Texas Road in Tallahassee.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, what's up, guys? I think my wife loves the dog more than me. I mean, I have her as my screensaver, but she has her dog as her screensaver. Like, what's up with that?
Message deleted.
Oh, see, that's hurtful because it's not even y'all's dog. It's her dog that she had before you.
Oh, dang.
Oof.
Honestly, fair.
Yeah, I mean, look, dogs are better than people for the most part.
Yeah. Do you wag your butt every time that your wife comes in the door?
Yes,
super excited?
Yes, I do. Looks so good just to jiggle it around.
What? I don't know what just happened there.
No, that was something that my 3-year-old just randomly started doing one day. We're driving down the road.
Mm-hmm.
She's 3. She's in her car seat, and she goes, "Look so good, just to jiggle it around."
No, she
I thought
did
that
not.
Was like a song.
Is I'm that
like,
not a song?
No, she just made it up. I'm like, that is hilarious. We're going to get you ice cream right now.
Oh, dogs
also
over
slightly
people.
Concerning, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, dogs over people for sure.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, so this is a bit random, but I just wanted to let you guys know that I recently got cable after only having streaming sites for years, and turns out I actually like it. I mean, I don't mind the commercials. I actually enjoy them.
Message deleted.
This is like the one guy that is doing the reverse of cutting the cord. He's like plugging the cord in.
I just did it a year ago. I'm team cable too.
I do like commercials because I need to know what I need to buy.
Oh.
There's stuff sometimes I see something and I go, yeah, man, I could totally use that.
Really? So you actually will sit there and...
Oh, I'm an advertiser's dream.
Yeah.
Oh, it works on me like no other. Without a
doubt.
What's
the weirdest thing that you've ever been sold on via commercial?
Why am I going to... I would guess, if I had to guess, it would be like a $900 vacuum.
A Peloton.
A Peloton. The Peloton. Even worse than the $900 vacuum, a $4,000 Peloton that he has ridden...
$3,000.
And you've ridden it twice?
At least three dozen times.
At least three dozen times.
Sure. The Peloton.
If that was the case, it would still be over $100 a ride that you've paid for this damn Peloton. And it's definitely
cheaper
a lie.
Than spin classes, Dave.
No, it's not.
Well, you gotta ride it for it to be cheaper than spin classes. Yeah.
Every ride, it goes down, right?
But I've learned my lesson that, like, I thought that, like, I was gonna use that a lot because of how expensive it was. I was like, man, I'm gonna definitely use this thing because I paid so much money for it. And now, yeah. No,
but the wife uses it, yeah?
No, she's never ridden it.
Oh, so it was a you purchase, not a we purchase?
Yeah, out of spite that she doesn't want to participate in your ridiculous purchase?
I don't know why she doesn't.
Because she loves to work out, she works out of the house.
Yeah. She's got her own routine.
Her
you
own
know?
Little system, yeah.
Okay. So that doesn't fall into there. I will say, as you get older, though, going the route of, you know, I know plenty of people when we were in, you know, younger and poorer that all we did was stream... like pay-per-views or stream fights or whatever it may be, you know, because you couldn't afford it at the time. But now, for me, the convenience of it is what I pay for. Like, I would much rather have something with a DVR that's set that I can access and don't have to think about and don't have to set up, and I know that it's going to work.
Oh, for sure, yeah. But when it comes to the whole, like, buying stuff, and especially workout stuff, does that help you at all? Like, when you first got the Peloton, did you feel motivated?
No.
Because, like, for me, I always lie to myself that, I'm not the problem here. Like, if I just had an elliptical at home, even though there's one at the gym one block away, then I would be motivated to get on it.
Because it's staring at you, right?
Because it's looking at me, right? And then you see the people that actually, like, just put it in their bedroom.
That's where it's at. It's just in my bedroom.
Your Peloton is?
Yeah.
Yeah. And still it doesn't, no effect.
No, it doesn't do anything. I got a meme one of my friends sent me yesterday. He said, I wish I was the person I thought I could be when I bought all this produce. I feel the same way about my Peloton, my workout clothes. I've got workout shoes that have never even been worn.
That's amazing.
Honey. That's kind of impressive.
That
that you have it in your bedroom in shoes that are probably right beside it.
Do you
and
have
you
specific Peloton shoes that you bought as well?
Yeah. You gotta clip in.
I will say,
you're going so fast, I might just fly out my window.
That's one of the reasons I don't do it, though, because I hate putting on the shoes. I want to switch it up to those ones where you can like just put your normal shoes in.
Oh, yeah,
any additional step.
They have little stirrups on them.
One extra step on anything, I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work to work out.
I got a lot going on in my life, guys.
No, you don't.
You don't understand.
You don't.
And I can't add additional conflicts and, you know.
Stressors. Yeah.
Sure. Please leave a message after the tone.
This message is for Audrey. Audrey, now that you're part of the show, I want to know what part of Dave and Mahoney's personality are you the most nervous about? I'm curious. You got some job ahead of you.
Message deleted.
Can you say the most nervous about?
Nervous, I guess.
Okay, all right. Go for it. Be honest.
Scared for one day Mahoney just bring the Peloton in here. Just work out while on air, just breathing all over everyone.
Sweating everywhere.
Okay.
I don't really think there's anything that's like makes me nervous. Maybe one day Mahoney just looks at me and goes, wah, 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 during beer for breakfast.
What would I do?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Am I drunk Oscar the Grouch? I mean, yeah, I guess
it's possible, man. It's possible.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Instagram influencers are pretty exhausting, right? And especially the ones that are tone deaf to what's really going on in the world. And that's exactly what this story is about. There is a whole bunch of Instagram influencers that are going into their archives of all of their hot bikini photos of them in the Bahamas.
Hashtag ad.
Yeah. And they're posting all of these pictures, even though the Bahamas are literally getting wrecked right now. There's probably hundreds, if not thousands, of people that are dead. Like the count is only 7 right now because they just can't get to it.
They haven't been able to count. It's the strongest hurricane that we've recorded in the Atlantic, in the Bahamas, ever, I think is what they were saying. And the fact that you can't realize that this is maybe not a time to put your ass on the internet and get likes for yourself.
One influencer posted this one. My heart is in the broken heart emoji. In the Bahamas, a few weeks ago, I had the opportunity to know this immensely clear water. Truly a paradise, all caps. How sad, my God, to see the desperation of the people in these videos. So many houses, cars, hospitals, and places all being devastated by this damn hurricane. Let's pray for hashtag Bahamas.
Is it fair to assume that they are posting pictures of themselves because they didn't take pictures of anything else while they were in the Bahamas?
Never even thought of that. I think you're exactly right. Yes. Didn't take a picture of anything except for your own butt. And then there happens to be the Bahamas in the background.
Yeah.
Just green screen it next time. Save yourself the trip.
Or, I don't mind the actual sentiment of the writing.
The self-promotion while you're latching on to a huge natural disaster is a little disconcerting.
That's pretty disgusting, yes, without a doubt. But I think
very self-absorbed.
We've all come to the point of realization that these people who think that they are famous because they've got 5,000 people on Instagram or even 5 million people on Instagram who are quote unquote following them. You know, I think we've just realized that they are something like we thought that we couldn't get any lower than reality TV.
Oh, this is much worse.
And here we are.
Yeah. And just here, when you thought you couldn't find more of a faux star than a reality TV star.
Like,
I was on Big Brother. Were you?
Dave was on Robot Combat League
with Chris Jericho.
The new AEW champion.
Ian's
searching so fast.
Come on. Chris Jericho twice in one show.
We actually got a text message about Chris Jericho. Just in case you guys didn't know, Chris Jericho is traveling around the country performing with his band, and he is going to be in town in a few weeks at a local bar venue. You should send Ian down to interview him.
Oh, yeah.
What I think would actually be really great is if we got a replica AEW belt.
Yes.
And you snuck around and like just let him catch glimpses of you walking around the corner with the belt over your shoulder.
I would love, I would totally do that.
Dude, come at me, Jericho. Let's
do
this.
Yeah.
Yeah. At Longhorn.
But back to the self-promotion thing, in case you didn't catch what Mahoney said, I was on Robot Combat League with Chris Jericho.
He still didn't pull it.
No, man.
Where are you at on that?
Come on.
Anytime we mention Jericho, you better hit the music.
It got canceled after one season.
There was.
Ooh, just give me a minute, man.
You go to YouTube, you type in Chris Jericho theme song.
Oh, I didn't know. That's how you use the internet, Mahoney. Thanks.
Well,
speaking of the internet, tech giants like Facebook, Google, and Oracle Cloud are secretly monitoring and tracking the adult films that you watch in private, according to a new study funded by Microsoft.
Are they even tracking Chris Jericho?
Like they're going through the results. They're like, okay, these guys pull up a bunch of creepy stepsister videos and Chris Jericho's theme song 50 times.
Break down the walls, Dave.
Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. It's the movie quote quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Rob joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. How's it going, Rob?
Good morning.
Are you a big movie buff? You think you'll do well this game?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
What are your favorite movies?
Caddyshack, Top Gun, Devil's Advocate, Armageddon.
Okay.
Came through.
Yeah. Armageddon,
Did you say The Notebook also, Rob?
If you don't like The Notebook, then you don't like Babies and Puppies. I'm sorry.
I feel that.
I'm a bird.
So, Audrey, since this is your first time doing the movie quote quiz, are you a big movie buff? Like, do you think that you would do well at a game like this?
No. No.
Good. All right. So Rob, we're going to give you one lifeline where you can ask the audience for help on one if you get stuck, okay?
The audience?
The audience, yes.
Okay.
All right.
The audience.
It's good. It's good.
Clever.
All right. So here's how it works, Rob. I'm going to play the movie quote for you. If you need to hear it a second time, no problem. But you only have 5 seconds to figure it out after I play it the second time. And again, you can use one lifeline with Ask the Audience if you think she can help, which odds are she probably can. You're trying to get 3 out of these 5 correct in order to be our winner today. If you get one right, it's the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get it incorrect, it's the Disapproving Pony. Here we go with number 1. Best of luck.
That's all muscle.
Oh.
You fat. I'm muscle.
Oh, look at my little Bill. He's a little Hercules. Show me muscle again. Oh, Hercules, 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 Hercules.
Your metabolism stops speed up.
You got 5 seconds.
The Nutty Professor.
Nutty Professor, wow. Right. Yeah, yeah.
That is a classic.
I love that movie.
Okay, on to number 2.
If I swear to him that all that I am is dead already,
I will die. It will be awful.
Every man dies. Not every man really lives.
Well, that was terrifying.
Every man dies. Not every man truly lives. What do you got for us, Rob?
I got to go with the audience. I know it, but I don't have the name in my head right now.
Dude!
No help?
No. Honestly, I was scared the entire time. There was a lot of heavy breathing. And
guys. That's Braveheart. That's Braveheart.
My husband would be so mad right now.
Yes.
Whoa. Don't tell him. I knew it. I knew that.
It's all right. One wrong, one right. Here we go. 3 more. Good luck, Rob.
The way that America's court system is congested these days, it would have taken months to convict him of anything. So then I thought, I'll take the matters into my own hands and just pour the triamphathon into the meat supply and let Mondo Burger be a victim of its own foul play.
Wait.
You thought of all that? Sure.
Oh, classic.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Rob, any guesses?
Oh, man. Let me hear it one more time.
Okay. This is a tough one if you're over the age of 30.
I never heard this ever. Not even once. Audrey's so happy. She loves this.
There's an SNL, current SNL member who's in this movie.
Okay.
The way that America's court system is congested these days, it would have taken months to convict him of anything. So then I thought, I'll take the matters into my own hands and just pour the triamphathon into the meat supply and let Mondo Burger be a victim of its own foul play.
Wait.
You thought of all that? Sure.
All right, Rob, 5 seconds.
They have bait?
No.
Good guess.
Good guess.
Same vein.
Good Burger?
Good Burger. Home of the Good Burger. How can I take your order?
Who's even in that? Is that Pete Davidson?
No.
What are you talking about?
Keenan.
Oh, it's Keenan's in it?
Keenan and Kel.
Yeah, again, you're a little too old.
I'm too old for it.
You're a little too old for that. Yeah.
Huh, that's depressing. All right, here we go. On to number 4. You have to get these next 2 right in order to win today, Rob.
Your helmet is so big.
Smart helmet. What? You need it on the breach, sir. Knock on my door! Knock next time! Yes, sir. Did you see anything? No, sir. I didn't see you playing with your dolls again. Good!
All right, what do you got?
Baseball.
There you go. Woo. All right, Rob.
What a Mel Brooks' finest.
Two right, two wrong. It all comes down to this. You must get this last one right to win today. Best of luck.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Shut off that engine.
That's a 20-footer.
25. 3 tons on them.
For the win, Rob.
Oh, give me a second run. It broke up. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it broke up, I guess.
Okay. All right, here we go.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Shut off that engine.
That's a 20-footer.
25. 3 tons on them.
What do you think, Rob?
Oh, man. I totally tanked it.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Think of the Karen Chronicles.
Really?
Oh, Jaws.
Really?
Everyone that's just listening to this right now is punching their steering wheel. They're like, come on, man. You pulled it out, Rob. Well done, dude.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, so what that means, Rob, is this Friday night you're going to see Bill Burr, very funny comedian, over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Tickets available at CosmopolitanLasVegas.com, but you're going for free by the skin of your teeth, my friend. Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So a Florida man is accused of throwing a turkey sandwich at a woman during an argument. And frankly, I can't think of a much worse thing to try to throw at somebody. Like, if you're angry, a turkey sandwich is just categorically awful.
It's going to fall apart into four different pieces, right?
It's just
right?
going to go flying yeah. in every direction. There's no sustenance to it. It's not going to hurt if it does hit them.
I mean, if you're going to beat somebody with a sandwich, it might as well be a club.
Yes, yeah. Good. I see what you did there.
I mean, they've got those little sticks.
Yeah, yeah.
Toothpicks.
Yeah, it holds it all together.
Holds it all together. Yeah.
Poke someone's eye out.
Although, you know, I mean, you're right that the club is definitely the funniest. But if you were going to beat somebody with a sandwich, like a meatball sub from Subway would be pretty good.
That just slop everywhere. Are you doing it for sound effects at this point?
I mean, if you keep it in the bag, though, I mean, like, that thing's pretty solid. Just,
that's
dumb.
And if you had to pick a sandwich, what would it be?
A Reuben.
A Reuben.
You always go with a Reuben.
Always. It's my favorite sandwich. It's the greatest sandwich ever. Thousand Island on there. Mm.
But you'd waste your Reuben on somebody.
No, it's never wasted, a Reuben. And plus, it's a mess, too.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
All right. So another food-related one here. About 3:15 a.m., an encounter at an extended stay in Largo, a Tampa suburb.
Darn it!
You're over there.
Come on,
hit the Chris Jericho theme song. See, you can't get Key Largo
man,
in.
You guys are killing
it's
me
not,
today.
It's not even Key Largo. It's just Largo.
It's not Largo.
But we still. There's Key Largo, and then there's also Largo.
Excuse me. During a 3:15 encounter at an extended stay in Largo.
doesn't quite hit like Chris Jericho.
I know.
I actually thought that's good. What we were going for.
Okay, an extended stay in Largo, a Tampa suburb. You can go ahead and kill that one, Ian.
Are you sure? We good?
Which is not too far from Tallahassee.
Oh, no, Dave, come on, man. Now we got to switch over. Dude, don't do this to me
you're
today.
You're the worst producer.
Yes.
Get up today, man. Cops searched a backpack in possession of a guy named Eric Little, 34 years old, whose rap sheet includes convictions for assaults, narcotics possession, and violating probation. Investigators found a syringe inside the backpack, along with a container of chicken McNuggets.
Hell yeah.
An examination of the container revealed that it held approximately 7.5 grams of meth, a bag of fentanyl weighing 1.3 grams, and some chicken McNuggets. He was arrested for a pair of felony narcotics possession charges and was locked up. He's freed after he posted $4,150 in bail.
He needs, no. If he had fentanyl on him, I need him to be locked up for forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
I'm vaguely intrigued by the meth nuggets. You know?
Yeah. It could be a real hit. A woman in Davis County, Utah, and this is just, I mean, it was the perfect crime, and yet somehow didn't work out. Arrested on Saturday for drug possession charges, driving with a revoked license, and offering false personal info to a cop. Heather Garcia, 38, was pulled over after an officer noticed her silver BMW did not have a license. Davis County police performed a search of the vehicle, found drug paraphernalia and a white powdery substance. Officers tried to gather information from her during the arrest, and she told officer her name was Mercedes and that she was born in 1998. And they went, just giving you a little eyeball test here. You do not look like you were born in 1998.
Or on this planet, honestly.
Yeah, she's... rather rough looking, and Mercedes is actually her daughter's name, and that she gave her daughter's name is because she has a couple of active warrants out for her arrest. But she's an impersonator, right, Ian, from right here in Las Vegas?
Yes, she is.
Who does she impersonate?
Well, she's actually, she does like almost like drag shows,
yeah,
in a sense.
Yeah. Definitely looks like
she does like burlesque-esque shows with other ladies, if I may.
But when you think about burlesque shows and even drag shows, they're normally really well put together. Yeah. Imagine like you took a Cher drag queen, you put her on a spin cycle in the washer for about 45 minutes and then pulled her out because the hair is a mess, the makeup is awful.
Throw in some meth nuggets and the walls of Jericho.
Yeah,
and there you go.
He is on the
phone. It's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Put the sound effect on a hotkey.
I'm trying. Wait, really, Mahoney? Really? You guys are killing me today.
Killing us.
I'm trying over here.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
Finding love in 2019 is easier and yet harder than ever, right? There's so many people out there, but yet so many of them are so distracted. You think you have a connection with somebody, and sometimes it's just fleeting, but you know there's something else there. Something different than all of the regular encounters that you may have on dating sites or apps like Tinder.
We want to make a reconnection with that person you ran into at the truck stop bathroom.
And that's pretty much what this is. So the first one here is just titled Fitness Connection.
Oh.
Fitness, huh?
Yeah.
Fitting this whole pizza in my mouth.
Yeah, something like that. You're blonde, white shirt today, black spandex with red on one leg.
It could be anyone.
Looked as if you had one red sock on. Absolute perfection. From the top of your blonde hair to the bottom of, I bet, your perfect feet.
Ew!
Absolute perfection. Thank you. What?
So her.
Well, they say thank you like they're walking off stage. God.
Thank you! Good night! What is it with dudes with foot fetishes? Like, you don't hear about women. Like, why don't women ever develop foot fetishes? It's always creepy dudes.
Dude's got creepy feet. No, like, seriously. Like, feet.
Oh, yeah. A lot of chicks have club feet, too. I mean, there's a lot of chicks out there who have ugly ass feet.
Especially here in the desert. I've never seen so many crusty, dusty toes out here, y'all.
I would never want anybody to, like, put my toes in their mouth. Mostly because,
like, if somebody did that, you're like, we can't get married. Like, you're not the marrying type. Nope. I mean, this is fun, but we ain't getting married.
It's like you can floss with the hair on my big toe.
it's like a bristly brush. You don't even have to go to the dentist if you just put Mahoney's toes in your mouth for 1 minute.
That's right.
Oh my
God. This one's entitled Miss Texas. So we had a great conversation over paper plate pizza. Too many details to mention, but your knowledge of Batman and Catwoman was fascinating. Oh, and I remember the name of that company. Anyway, let me know if you want to do it again. Is he saying, let me know if you want to do it again, as in terms of like eat pizza together, or like, let me know if you want to do it again?
This guy,
let's duet.
This guy did not close the deal.
You don't think so?
No.
Yeah. He did not.
We're talking about paper plates.
If you're talking about Catwoman over paper plate pizza,
you ain't getting laid.
No.
This one is entitled Reading at Karaoke. You were reading during karaoke. I drunkenly walked up to see what the book was. I forgot what it was, and it's driving me wild. What? All right, so just imagine the scene. It's a smoky bar. Crappy karaoke is going on. And this chick is so disinterested, she's sitting there reading. And you make a move. And then think that there was a connection.
Oh my gosh.
Bro.
Gotta remember the book at least, man.
This one's entitled Lady Needing Assistance. Mm. We made eye contact at the market entrance, later finding one another in the liquor aisle. You asked me to grab a bottle off the top shelf for you, which I did. You then laid your hands on my back and rear as I reached to get the bottle for you. I was unsure how to respond to your move as I was shopping with my wife. Give me a reason to meet up with you and consideration will be given.
Ew, like I hate that response. Like, let me do you a favor, but you got to make it worth my while. Gross.
Is he offering to pay her? Was this like a...
It sounds like it.
A liquor aisle prostitute? Like, what's going on here?
I'll bring a bottle of Malibu over to your duplex and we'll do it all night.
That's why they call it a duplex.
You know who's finishing move is the duplex?
Chris Jericho! Yes! He was so ready for that.
I know, I'm so scared now.
If you missed it earlier, Chris Jericho's belt was stolen. At a Longhorn.
In Tallahassee! The walls! Break down the walls! Woo! Oh my God.
Tell
me he doesn't use that though, like... If Chris Jericho's getting ready to have some sexy time.
For sure.
The duplex.
All right, so this one's just entitled Mark with a C. Met a guy named Mark on here, mid-30s, white, drives a truck, we hooked up. Now I found out that you're taken. Not cool. Now I will take our texts and emails and get a hold of your partner, a-hole. Oh. This is a little different than the normal misconnection inspection,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
She was not having it.
Or he was not having it.
You think it was
partner,
a
partner, usually, yeah.
Whatever, you know.
Homeless guy at 7-Eleven. I bought you a beer once. You hang out there quite a bit, but I haven't seen you in a while. Let me know if you want to have some fun. Send a pic so I know it's you.
Oh, because the homeless person is just actually going to be able to like log on to Craigslist at some point, right?
I don't have a home, but I have obviously an
iPhone,
a computer, and internet access.
I've got an AOL account.
And this one, speaking of those weird foot fetishes,
I want to know where this this homeless guy looks like though. Because if you are person who's actively seeking out the homeless guy who you bought a beer at 7-Eleven, like, where are your standards?
You want to hook up with the homeless guy, but you're not even offering to bring him over to your place. Like, you're just saying, let's go hook up. So, like, what behind the dumpster? Tunnel? Like, what are you talking about?
Behind the dumpster at the gas station. I'll get you more beer after.
Speaking of the foot fetish thing, gentleman looking for girl from the shoe store. That's the title. I worked in the shoe store and commented on your great feet. You bought heels and pumps. You were very ticklish. Want to meet again? You said you like flowers. Would like to talk.
That makes me so actually uncomfortable. Could you imagine just like getting like your shoe size and like trying to find a pair of heels for
buy some shoes, dude?
The shoe salesman,
you're so ticklish.
At any department store are always creepy as hell.
The only non-creepy shoe salesman of all time, Al Bundy.
He was the best.
Yeah. It's because he would just talk trash to everyone.
He didn't have a foot fetish.
And last but not least, this one's entitled Nude Razor Ride. I'm looking for some adventurous and open-minded friends to come take a ride with me in my Razor next Friday or Saturday mornings. We can head out and try some new things, enjoy the desert, or just get naked and go from there. Singles, couples, male, female, open to it all.
Like Razor scooters?
I think they...
No, it's like an ATV.
Oh. It'd be weird if you're like Razor scooters. I was like, it would hurt so bad to be butt naked and clip your ankle.
Oh, your shin.
Oh, no.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So as we approach the 2-year anniversary of 1 October, they have announced what they're going to do with the site where everything unfortunately happened. October 1st of 2017 is when, you know, the tragedy happened, and they've been trying to figure out what they were going to do with that space ever since. And now they have said that they're going to transform it into a site that's going to house a community center, and we'll have, you know, sporting events and things like that. For the time being, they're going to convert it back into a parking area, and then eventually it'll become a place where they have, they said, a community center, as well as an area that's going to pay tribute to the lives that were tragically lost. In the near term, while these plans are underway, the property will become a festival grounds to a parking area that will serve as parking during games and concerts taking place at Allegiant Stadium, according to MGM officials. We will share the plans for the community and athletic center as they advance. The company said they will also support any effort to install a permanent 1 October memorial. So yeah, there's going to be something there to obviously pay tribute to, you know, the devastating events that happened just a couple of years ago.
Worst tragedy that's ever happened in the city, without a doubt. Yep. And I think a permanent memorial is definitely a good idea.
And a community center, too. I like that. Yep. You know, just, you know, housing events that support the community. Originally, they talked about making like that space like a police substation,
right,
and having like a SWAT setup or something there, which was a fine idea.
I mean, do you have another substation that's literally just like right there, though? I mean, you're between Mandalay Bay and Bali High. There's a monstrous police substation.
Yeah, and it almost, in my opinion, when they were saying that, I didn't want to say it at the time because I didn't want to, you know, be derogatory towards plans that
this just feels better.
It feels more appropriate.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like the police substation would have been fine, but it would have been kind of a stark reminder,
right?
In a way,
yes.
You know. So I like the idea of a community center better. Clark County is going to raise sales tax for education and social services, and it is a 1/8 cent tax.
Okay.
Sure.
Cool.
If you're raising money for education and social services, I would say that would be a good thing. Also, maybe the marijuana money that was supposed
all
to go to education,
every last penny should go to education.
Novel idea. Isn't that what we agreed to?
Yeah.
What do you know?
Yeah. Funny how that works. Considering it's one of the biggest growing industries in the world right now, it's unbelievable at the rate that marijuana is growing, legalized marijuana.
So where is it going? Because I'm kind of new to Nevada, right? So where does it go?
Because we have been very outspoken about this over the last year and a half.
Right,
there is money going towards education. There was about $50 or $60 million sitting in a rainy day fund, and there's still money sitting in a rainy day fund. But
now, you may be asking yourself, what is a rainy day fund?
Yeah, but
that's a great question.
When we run into
there's no answer to
it. Right.
It's just a fund that they have that they can use for other stuff. They diverted it from education to put it into this rainy day fund, which what normally happens with rainy day funds is the money gets put into this account or into this fund, and everyone sort of forgets about it, and then it gets whacked up and given to
different ways.
Special interests or wherever these politicians are getting their hands greased.
Just give somebody else another tax break. Yep. Let's just do that. I don't know. So I think a lot of people, I think with the teacher strike that was looming that thankfully has been avoided, I think a lot of people are paying attention, more attention. They want our teachers here in Clark County to be adequately compensated.
Teachers.
And not even adequate. Like, here's the thing, too. They weren't even asking for something that you didn't promise them.
Yeah, you promised them.
You promised them this. You give it to them. That's how it works.
They're teachers. There's lots of other people that can be screwed over. Let's not start with the teachers.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Because they got the easiest jobs in the world.
Yes, the easiest and least important, sure. Watching our children all day and educating them. Yes.
12, 13 years, 14 years, if you go pre-K.
This projects to bring in $54 million, though, this new tax increase.
Okay.
So, good stuff. The future of the Aviators in question all of a sudden. You're like, how is that possible?
Best stadium, best team.
And they're bringing the AAA finals to Las Vegas and everything else. The only reason why this is even being brought up is they're saying that the talk about a professional baseball team in Las Vegas would threaten a AAA team being in Las Vegas as well. And so Henderson was kind of quietly until the plans leaked a couple of weeks ago, trying to get the Arizona Diamondbacks to come from Phoenix to Henderson. And they're talking about building a new Major League ballpark. And that was before Las Vegas ballpark was christened and the Aviators began breaking attendance records. So should the Diamondbacks or any Major League Baseball team come to Las Vegas, it would likely mean the end of AAA baseball in the region. Were that to happen, the $150 million Las Vegas ballpark would then, they're saying, become obsolete. It was not built with the infrastructure to expand to major league specs and is restricted by the downtown Summerlin location. Obtaining the land and financing for a new ballpark could further delay the arrival of a Major League Baseball team. So if the Aviators were to, say, move, the $4 million annual fee paid by the LVCBA to the Clark County Stadium Authority for the naming rights of the ballpark would be waived. The contract states the agreement would run through 2038. But the fact that the Aviators are here and so successful, you think would potentially lure a Major League Baseball team to a market that everyone is kind of poo-pooed on. Well, can it even support? I think the Aviators have already answered a lot of those questions.
Well, but and it depends the Knights and the Raiders are coming here, and the fact that we've got a successful WNBA team, and the fact that that's just a trial balloon for an NBA team that will be here. We'll have an NBA team before we have an MLB team, I think.
Oh, for sure. It's way easier. I mean, there's already a place where you can put them.
Yeah, you just play at T-Mobile.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, already owned by MGM, which you've got the WNBA, who are the Aces, who are already playing over at, Mandalay Bay?
Yeah. Yep.
So that's all in place.
It would be crazy, though, if they stopped having Aviators games.
Yeah. Well, why does one have to not exist without the other?
I think they could coexist.
Can they coexist?
Not at the prices that they have right now, though.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot of people that I know that live in Summerlin that absolutely never go to Henderson and vice versa. They're like two different worlds. I think you could put a ballpark in Henderson and it would support just fine. And I also think that if you change the Major League Baseball specifications to a degree for the Las Vegas ballpark,
You could make it
a Major League park.
And I thought they said that it was expandable.
It was scalable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why they wouldn't do that, but there's also talk that if there's a team that comes here, they want the full like entertainment complex like you see being built around a lot of stadiums nowadays. And because you can't really do that.
You've got an entertainment complex right next door.
It's clear across the street.
Yeah.
It's clear across the street. Tens and tens of feet
away. A top-notch casino and hotel as well.
It's not convenient at all.
My thing is, though, I don't know if a baseball team could be supported in Henderson, though. I think you almost need to put it like there was.
Sure, it could.
They're not going to blow up the. It needs to be. I think it needs to be on the strip. Too many games.
No.
What other city, though, at our population level, can support four major teams? There's very few that have all four major. Actually, if you count MLS too, which they're talking about, we have the minor league MLS.
There's tons of cities that have all the majors,
but that are in the same size as Las Vegas. I don't think so.
But you say the same size as Las Vegas,
2.2 million people.
But there's also a couple hundred thousand tourists here at any given time.
I get that, Booch. Why
you would want it on the strip is
why
you
need it closer to the strip rather down than closer to the M.
They're talking about putting it by the M. That's like a 12-minute cab ride. Have you ever been to another city where you go there and you're like, I want to watch a baseball game or a football game?
This is a different city, though.
Yeah, I know. It's actually a lot easier to get around than most cities.
I don't know, man. I think the stadium would need to be closer to the strip.
No, I think you put it in an area. Look at how well the Aviators are doing. It's because it's in Summerlin. I know. That's what I mean.
It's new.
We're not depending on the 200,000 tourists that are here at any given time. You're depending on the 2.2 million people that live here.
I hear you.
Well, with T-Mobile Arena, though, it's kind of like a smack dab in the center of
there's
both.
Only 40. There's only 41 games here locally.
So you're saying the high volume of games.
Or for hockey versus baseball, which we're looking at, what is it, 85 or whatever it is?
I think that you change the specs that Major League Baseball requires for a stadium and you just make it slightly smaller. You do it all at Las Vegas Ballpark. That's a great place for it.
I would be okay with that. I would be more than happy with that, but I don't think you put it down in Henderson and you have both of the things competing
it's
against
each
other.
Just because Henderson's
nice
not convenient
dirt
to your
right
house.
Out here.
It's fine. It's
not
super
convenient. When's the last time you were to Henderson?
Yesterday.
For what?
See my mom.
You're lying.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Okay, I am.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You're so full of it, man.
I saw her a couple weeks ago.
It's a totally unnecessary lie.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yesterday, for some reason, I just thought about, I wonder how much money Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen have nowadays. I mean, they've been flying under the radar all these years. And so I checked it up online, and man, they are still filthy rich.
Message deleted.
Yeah, 100%.
$400 million combined net worth in 2019. And it's not because of all of the royalties just from Full House. Where they went right is they developed all these product lines. So they have Mary-Kate and Ashley clothes and makeup and hair stuff and everything else. And they have made a ton of money as a result.
I wish we would have seen some Dave Coulier hair products.
Oh, yeah.
Like a mullet relaxer. Oh, God, I would have been all over that.
I don't think
you need a relaxer for a mullet. You're already fully relaxed.
Oh, no.
If it was like perm, like to perm your mullet, that would be great. The Coulier perm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cut it out. You should own it.
Some scissors and a barbershop.
Definitely like a supercuts.
Yeah. Dave Coulier's cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. We have to do everything around here.
Please leave a message.
Or appendix removal.
A skin tag removal.
Yeah, so I've never had a horrible date, but I've had a lot that didn't work out. So I was wondering, what are some terrible date stories you all have?
Message deleted.
Well, Audrey, you just shared one with us off the air.
One time, whenever I was living in Alabama, I had a little country boy take me to his mother's house to show me all of his cows.
Was this to impress you?
I guess so. Yeah. I don't know. I don't really know what it was. That's why one and done. I was like 16.
And you didn't like the cows?
Not whenever I was wearing brand new Ugg boots, I was.
She had brand new Ugg boots. And he's like, oh, good, you got boots on. Come walk with me through this mud and manure over here. Look at this cow.
Sound like that bad of a date.
Yeah. Okay, listen.
I went on a date with a methed out stripper when I was like 21. I was like, Jesus, this is awful. It was like one of the first dates I went on when I moved to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm gonna call it a day now. It was downtown. I had like $40 to my name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
is what this is about.
I don't know if she was a methed out stripper, but she certainly looked like one, a girl that I took out one time. Mm-hmm. I'd met her while I was out of town. She's like, hey, I'm coming to Vegas. You know, we should go out. I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. You know, like barely knew her, but I was like, yeah, I was single at the time. Why not? And so I went to pick her up at the MGM, and we were going to eat dinner over at one of the restaurants at the Palms that's gone now. Mm-hmm. And so we go over there. But before we even get there, I'm like, this isn't going to work out, because I pull up to the MGM and I'm dressed like I'm always dressed, where I've got like sneakers on and jeans and probably a black t-shirt or maybe like a long sleeve black shirt because, you know, I'm really getting fancy for the night. And I pull up to the MGM and she is wearing a dress that is about 1 millimeter below her coot. And she's wearing these huge, huge heels. And I'm like, oh, man, this is...
Was this like Snooki era where they're like the platform ones?
Yeah, I'm like, this is... This is going to be weird. Because she's dressed like she is going clubbing. And I'm dressed like I'm going to
Hey, some
dinner.
Guys like that.
No, not me. And it was the most awkward dinner where you're sitting there trying to have a conversation, but mentally you've already checked out and you're like, I don't want anything to do with this.
You did it to yourself.
Well, let me tell you something about those dresses too. Uh-huh. The entire night when she was sitting down, she's probably sitting there trying to like make sure her butt cheeks, because when you're wearing a tight dress that's like really, really short,
yeah,
as soon as you sit down,
yeah, you gotta imagine that everything is like stuck to the booth.
Your butt's just out.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm not dating anymore. Dating sucks.
Yeah.
God, it's exhausting.
It's the worst.
Yeah. I've actually heard like, be glad that you're married, because it's really hard to date here.
It's just hard to date everywhere, I think. It's just awkward. Yeah. I've never liked it. Like, it's just not for me. It's just, I don't know, man.
You can get down on the Bumble, on the Hinge?
No, Tinder. No, because those became really big.
Like right after you met your wife.
After I met my wife, yeah.
Same.
Yeah, so I'm glad. I'm kind of glad that I missed it, because I'll see friends that are on those apps and they never lead to anything good.
No, because it's just addicting. It's like the swipe right. So
just see who you link with, you know?
And you can't talk to people out in public anymore, because then you're a creep.
Yeah, if you just walk up to somebody at a bar and just strike up a conversation, they're like, are you trying to sell me essential oils, man? Leave me alone.
What multi-level marketing scheme are you trying to pitch me on?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, listen, guys. I think Dave looks great with gray hair. A lot of people have gray hair. Just for Men is poisonous now. People need to back off. Leave Dave alone, all right?
Message deleted.
I don't know if Just for Men is actually poisonous. I'm going to guess probably not if they're selling it.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Walgreens?
I don't think it's poisonous. I think he's saying it's toxic to our society.
There's a class action lawsuit, actually.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it actually like...
It's causing issues.
Well, but that's just a lawsuit. It's nothing's been proven.
Just a lawsuit.
Yet, Dave.
It's a class action.
Yeah, it's a class action.
That says something.
You can get a bunch of idiots to do anything.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I mean, like, age gracefully, right?
No, 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You were saying yesterday you weren't going to put some in your hair.
No, I'm not. But I mean, if I don't, like, if you want to do it, you do you, man.
Don't shame somebody in the moment.
You've actively said that you're not going to age gracefully. You say that when you lose your hair, you're going to get Daniel Tosh style hair plugs.
Because I got to move on from Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy Piven, yeah.
Yeah, because he's kind of exiled from Hollywood right now.
Yeah.
I would go Daniel Tosh hair plugs, and, you know, I would make sure the carpet matched the drapes.
I'm getting it all done.
God, he ordered a Merkin. I knew he was going to order a Merkin.
KXTEFM HD1 Pahrump, Las Vegas. A radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. Home of the Woo! This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
Audrey just mouthed the words, what is a Merkin? A Merkin is a pubic wig.
Yeah. They were popular in the 1800s because...
In the 1800s?
Because, you know, the styles of
hair
back then.
Yeah.
You know, the cleanliness wasn't quite where it is today.
A lot of people got crabs. Okay, let's just say it. And so they would have to remove it all, but then they didn't want it to all be... So they'd have a little crotch toupee.
I am so disgusted.
This
right
is
now.
Real life. Like, we're just
we didn't
history.
Make this up.
We didn't. It wasn't our idea.
Real.
American?
I am wearing American right now, if you're wondering, but it wasn't my idea.
Google it.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
So Renee Zellweger is raising some eyebrows about her marriage with Kenny Chesney. Do you guys remember that? She
yes.
was married to Kenny Chesney for like a day.
Seconds.
Yeah, and then they got annulled, and they kind of went back and forth and traded some barbs and called the marriage a sham and everything else. Well, she was recently discussing how a lot of Hollywood stars marry gay men.
I don't like that.
Yeah, if she's outing him, I don't like it. And even if she's not, it's a little too close to home, so maybe just don't bring that up.
She's a weirdo, man. Like, I don't know. Never been a big fan of hers in general.
The reason why it came up, though, is because she has the new role of Judy Garland, and both Judy and her daughter, Liza Minnelli, famously married gay men. But that was also a lifetime ago where being gay was taboo in Hollywood. Now, it's not taboo at all.
Not at all, as it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Also, what a terrible way of... Is that supposed to be self-promotion?
Maybe.
For your new album, for your new movie?
Yeah, it's going to be released. It's titled Judy... on September 27th in the United States.
I don't think I could watch that.
I'm not a fan of Renee Zellweger because she doesn't look like Renee Zellweger anymore.
Yeah.
She changed her whole face.
You mess with your eyes.
You can't mess with your eyes.
That's it changes it. But the story of Judy Garland is so sad.
Yes.
And like, oh my God, it's like when you learn about like the horrible things that were done to her as a young woman in Hollywood, it's just absolutely disgusting, and that stuff cannot continue to take place. And I'm glad that they're, you know, these Weinsteins of the world are getting their asses thrown in prison.
Aaron Carter left a pawn shop with an assault rifle and a box of ammo because cool Aaron Carter definitely needs a bunch of high-powered weapons.
Can we just stop talking about Aaron Carter? Because
I really wish we could. It just seems like he does something dumb.
He's not
every
a celebrity,
week.
Though. That's the thing. Like, he's like, why are we talking about him? He has done nothing. He had one awful song
he
22 years ago.
Basketball with Shaq once. Leave him alone.
He took
to
Twitter
earlier. Yeah, so did Chet Buchanan. Literally. Yeah. Chet's a bigger star than Aaron Carter.
He took to Twitter earlier in the day to show off his new firearm safety certificate attached to his driver's license. Aaron's mending a broken heart after a volatile split with his girlfriend. If you recall, he got a restraining order against him because she allegedly attacked him with a knife and punched him in the face, bruising him badly. He has been granted a partial restraining order. But again, unstable, probably on drugs.
Absolutely on drugs.
Not a pop star, but thinks he's still a celebrity. 31-year-old Aaron Carter.
Desperately seeking.
We should definitely give him some assault rifles just to see what happens.
He's desperately seeking attention from the public, and it's just, we keep feeding into him, man. It's sad. It's going to end with somebody dead.
For a short period of time, he was posting his recovery story and how much weight he was gaining, and it did kind of, like, you wanted to cheer him on.
Yeah.
But I guess he's falling back through
America
the cracks, which is also very sad.
Yeah. A comeback story, but when you're just a irredeemable douche like he is, how many times can you do it?
Well, and you sort of root, I find myself at least, if we're just being honest, rooting for the people that have the comebacks that have something to offer. Like the people that are great athletes or they're great performers or whatever it is.
There's no better redemption story than Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. is a great example.
He went to prison.
Even though she's kind of gone off the rails again, Britney Spears.
Yes.
You know, everyone thought she was going to die
100%.
After being the biggest star in the world. And then, you know, coming back and doing residencies in Las Vegas and everything else, looked like she was fully back. You know, there's been some bumps in the road since, but
she's back in the news right now, like you said. It's terrible.
You root for people to have a comeback, but I always find myself rooting for people that I was a fan of.
And
Aaron Carter's not one of those guys. Justin Bieber is interesting.
Well, also you throw in the fact that he was flipping shelter dogs, you know, that makes you an
you
even bigger
that?
Douchebag.
No, and I don't think I want to. Are you kidding me?
No, so he would go rescue these dogs, get them from shelters, and then turn around and sell them. He was like selling this bulldog for $500 that he got, and he's like, I'm not flipping them for profit. I'm helping them find good homes.
Except for there's a profit.
Except for there's a profit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber is a good example of somebody that I think has turned the corner, or at least it seems. He's posted this big thing on Monday over Labor Day weekend when he was talking about how, you know, he had a really hard time when he was growing up. He got discovered at the age of 13. He had really young parents. And he said that he had turned to really heavy drugs. And, of course, Justin Bieber's meltdowns, like this one where he threatens an Australian photographer, rather well documented.
Can we have a hello for your fans, Justin?
Up, mate. Which, honestly, to be fair,
he did throw a mate in there.
Yeah, right.
Makes it a little more charming.
I feel like if you're a celebrity who's been in the public eye for so long, having cameras, paparazzi, he was like one of the biggest stars in the world at such a young age. You gotta crack.
But he has so much money that he can choose to walk away. That's one of those things that I don't
He has walked away.
Well, has he, though?
Yeah.
When you continue to see new interviews with, like, TMZ and other news outlets, like, walking away, Dave Chappelle walked away at the height of everything.
Yeah.
When Chappelle's show...
Yeah. That was crazy.
Justin Bieber walked away mid-tour.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say he's at the height of his popularity.
He's still selling out stadiums and stuff.
But
like,
not at the absolute. I think we've seen peak Bieber. And we are no longer at peak Bieber.
Well, you got to think he's 16 years old at peak Bieber in his
I think 4 or 5 years ago was probably peak Bieber.
Can we stop saying peak Bieber? Because nobody can really say it. Say peak Bieber 3 times. Try it.
Peak Bieber. Bieber. Peak Bieber.
Say it 3 times
peak
fast.
Bieber, peak Bieber, peak Bieber. Now I'm going to jail.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You go to jail or you just accidentally summons the devil?
I don't know. I'm so I'm rich and it's so hard being famous. You know what's hard? Being poor and nobody giving a damn about you.
Yeah.
That's hard. But I will say he has given money back to schools and some decent charities out there. I don't hate him. I'm just indifferent towards him. But don't whine
He's
and bitch
found
about your
Jesus,
life.
Jesus Mahoney. He just is. He is in church.
Have another billion people on the planet.
I heard that he gave a bunch of money to a public school in Tallahassee. Come on, Ian.
Break the wall.
Do we think Justin Bieber was the one who stole Chris Jericho's AEW championship?
Impossible. Come on, man.
Come on, Ian.
Jesus.
Guys, I'm trying. My computer is...
It's your computer.
Yes.
Next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Oh, Ian's so famous. So rich, he can't even turn a stupid sound effect on.
So when your significant other goes out of town, what do you do for those couple of days? Maybe you lay on the couch like a total sloth and you don't shower. Maybe you go gamble your face off, play golf with all your bad influence friends that you're not allowed to hang out with when she's in town. Maybe you, just go to town on yourself 4 times a day. 7-year-old every meal.
Only.
What do you do when your significant other is out of town? Text us at 73100. You can give us a call at 702-791-1075 or on social media at Dave Mahoney.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So what do you do when your significant other goes out of town? This one. Oh, man, people just getting real. I live with my daughter, not my significant other. When she's gone, Mama watches porn in the front room. Boom.
But wouldn't that
do not come home early. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm coming home early.
Everything in the side drawer beside the bed goes downstairs. That's lovely.
I feel like you shouldn't.
Coffee table arrangements.
It would mess with the feng shui. Like you watching in the living room on the big TV. I don't know if I necessarily would want to see that. Like, let's stick to the.
It's exciting.
Like the monitor.
We're changing it up from the bed to the couch.
I don't need surround sound while I'm watching an adult video. I just don't.
Mahoney?
No, whatever. No, man. Just like
enjoy it in the comfort underneath your sheets.
8K.
It's great until it's over. Then you're just so ashamed. You're like, what am I doing? Not in the living room. This is my friends come and sit here.
You can't be bare ass on your own couch.
Yes, you can. Yes, you absolutely can.
Do you guys have a leather couch?
No.
Okay. All right.
Because you can't be bare ass on a non-leather couch.
No, we are.
Again. Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
Nah, man, that's.
Want to come over this weekend?
No.
Don't ever sit on the couch.
Put the grandma plastic
we
on.
We also wash our everything very frequently. Like, I'm kind of a freak about that. Everything is washed weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's dramatic. Bi-weekly.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Adam, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. So what do you do when your significant other goes out of town?
I go to the strip club so I can wash all the glitter off my clothes before she gets home.
Ah, clever, unless some of it gets stuck in the washer or the dryer.
You can wash the washer itself.
You can wash the washer.
You can. Yeah.
You can,
there's
actually.
There's a setting.
The newer they make ones. The little pods for the washing machines, too.
Go to the strip club. Any, wow. any particular strip club?
All of them.
Just take a party bus.
He doesn't want to give away the good spot. It's like the good fishing hole, you know, where like all the largemouth bass are hitting. You're like, you know, you don't tell anyone where the good good spot is.
We know you're at the Palomino. Yeah. We know you're going to the Palomino.
Little darlings, don't lie to
no,
us.
No, it's Palomino because they got a full bar.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's correct.
Gotcha. Thanks for the call, Adam. Last time my wife and kids were out of town, I took my daughter's race car out and raced it. My wife leaves Friday morning for a week, so this time I'm going to take my daughter out and let her use it for the first time.
That's kind of terrifying, right? That's scary.
I mean...
How old's the kid?
I don't know. I mean, it seems reasonable.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah. This one is totally relatable. Desiree said, I binge watch all the shows he hates and sleep in the middle of the bed.
Yes,
oh,
I'm all
so
that. Oh,
so wonderful. Yep. Just starfish.
Co-signing.
In the middle of it.
So my wife was gone last week, and she was gone, and I didn't migrate over to the center of the bed.
You've not lived yet.
I mean, we've lived together for a long time, but I feel like even if you go back to the, you treat yourself for a day or two, then you're only going to be hurting from it when you have to go back to where you were. True. So might as well stay in that same lane that you've always been in.
So it's
you don't
not,
live life outside of many circles. I'm finding you do it in the bed and you don't move from the one spot on the side of the bed.
Yeah,
forever.
That's my spot on the bed.
Wait. So whose side of the bed do you do it on when you guys do it?
Well, you meet in the middle.
You meet in the communal space.
Yeah, the demilitarized zone. Like North Korea, there's landmines everywhere.
And then both of you barrel roll back to your side to sleep.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.
That's right.
What do you do when your significant other is out of town? More of your calls and posts coming up.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what do you do when your significant other is out of town? You can text us at 73100. Hit us up on social media at Dave Mahoney. But yeah, you know, a lot of the same thing of people enjoying the full bed. Mm-hmm. But what about the opposite? So when my wife... I used to go out of town, not the case anymore because she's no longer with us, but I'd let the dog sleep in the bed with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I do that every night.
That old kind girl of, get on up in there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, towards the end, old Bailey got, you know, pretty stinky.
Mm-hmm.
But she loves sleeping between my legs.
Oh.
And
it's like a little heater in the winter.
I figured out a little system to block her stink with the blankets. I'd always face her
like
facing downwards. Yeah.
Like what is it? One of those containment systems when you come back from space. You got, and then you go into the next room finally. So both doors are never open at the same time. There is something nice. Like there is something about a dog sleeping with you. That is. But
so sweet.
I'm too fat now that you can't sleep with small dogs. Like yeah. I roll
you're
over.
Afraid you're,
no,
you're
can.
Gonna crush them?
Yeah.
No, they're fine.
No.
They're survivors.
Blue sleeps directly in between my pillow and Andrew's pillow, so he's just like sandwiched and burrowed in between the said pillows here.
I bet he loves it too, doesn't he?
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Snorts while he sleeps. It's the cutest.
When he's out of town, I let the kids stay up late. We eat chips and pizza and fast food. My husband is nuts about what we feed our kids, which I appreciate, but sometimes we just want to eat some effing hot Cheetos.
Cool, mom.
I feel
cool
that mom. So hard, too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the antithesis of what it used to be, right? It used to be if mom went out of town and dad would watch the kids, it was ice cream for breakfast, you know?
We don't want to do this keto diet anymore!
I smoke all our weed and eat all of my favorite foods that he hates.
Hell yeah.
There is something to be said about just sitting there and ordering whatever you want and not having to have that weird back and forth that you normally have to have while you're sitting on the couch trying to decide what you're going to eat together. Like you can just sit there and just be fat and pull up your Postmates or your Uber Eats or whatever and just whatever your heart desires.
So I busted out DoorDash over the weekend.
Okay.
Because I wanted to get something that like Grimaldi's delivered to my house and they're not on Postmates. And so I get it, order it. It took an hour and a half. But the most ridiculous thing, I'm watching it. So now apparently DoorDash, besides screwing their drivers over with the tips, now they do multiple stops.
Oh, no.
Cool.
So by the time it got to your house, it was ice cold.
Like,
I'm sure.
I'm watching the whole thing go down. Like, oh, your pizza's ready. They went and picked it up. It was like 15 minutes. I'm like, oh, wow.
Great. Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Another hour and 15 minutes because they stopped at like a Popeyes. They stopped over at some other burger place. And I'm watching them. I was the first one picked up, last one dropped off. Pizza got there, cold as hell. Never again, DoorDash. You're dead to me. You're dead to me, DoorDash.
Alejandro said, I completely destroy the house until a few hours before she gets back. You guys ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
Where just the place is a mess, and then all of a sudden you realize, like, in 24, like, the doot, 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 you're like, I have 1 hour until she is back. And you just, you turn into a merry maid.
It's a Tasmanian devil, man. Just in reverse.
I love that you guys clean it back up. That's very nice of you.
You gotta.
Yeah. So that way we look like we have our lives together even when she's out of town. And I mean, if I have an extra 20 minutes, I'm going to get fresh flowers.
Oh, wow.
Put them in a vase.
I'm going to save this clip.
Around the whole house. You just
I'm going to save this. And it's actually my husband's birthday today, so I might put that inside of his birthday card.
I bet he'll love that. Yeah. Sarah said, I'm the one that goes out of town for work. Each night I call him, he tells me he is playing video games, always World of Warcraft and Call of Duty.
World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
That's a throwback. I didn't even know.
They just released World of Warcraft Classic, so now the one that was released like 15 years ago, you can go back and play the original. I never understood, though, when there are, you know, there are people out there who hate that their significant others play video games. I just don't get that because there's a thousand things worse that your man could be doing than playing video games. He could be out at the bar. He could be gambling. He could be
surround sound porn.
I mean, I think that's in the same vein.
Kind of harmless. Still
at home. But if you're at home and you're doing something just to relax,
it's weird if the surround sound porn is on the living room TV, though.
You ever thrown on the headphones?
for the porn?
Yeah.
No, that's dangerous. What if somebody walks in?
Well, no, they're completely alone.
You're going in blind.
You're completely alone. Why would you do it? Why would you put the headphones on when you're alone?
Oh, you get the better sound. I got the Bose.
You've done this before, haven't you? And in that vein, Norma said, well, I'm the female version of Mahoney. When I'm home alone, I smoked cannabis-infused cigars, tickle my lady parts, eat, sleep, normally in that order.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Boil it down to basics, we're all the same.
I love it. You said
just
tickle.
Just a big ball of needs.
Tickle.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Ian, you live a pretty strange life, but you and your girl tend to do it together.
Yes.
When she leaves town, do you get even more odd?
I do, actually.
What do you do when she's out of town?
That's when Ian likes to parade around the house naked. That's when I like to get into strange hobbies. Like, maybe I'll try painting today.
See, if I thought anybody would be okay with their just significant other being naked, it would be your girlfriend would be okay with you being naked
she's not cool with me being naked.
No, she's cover it up?
Yeah, she's like, hey, come. She's always doing that.
Put it away.
Yeah, but then she walks around naked all the time, but I'm not allowed to.
But, I mean, I imagine that she probably looks a lot better naked than you do.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. I mean, not that I imagine. I don't.
Are you imagining? Are you imagining his girlfriend?
I don't imagine his girlfriend.
Come on.
Well, now I am. for me, because, you know, being a dad of a couple of kids, like, you know, and just the work that we do, like, we're around people all the time. Yeah. So if my wife goes out of town, I'm not like hitting up my buddies like, let's hang out and party. I'm like, I'll go to the local pub by myself and I'll sit there and I'll play video poker or Keno. Watch a game on TV and just have a drink and just chill.
See,
that's it.
I don't. Why would you want to go out to do that, though, when you can do all of that in the comfort of your own home?
I called PTs and they won't install a Keno machine in my living room. And so that's why.
Keno's your game?
Just do sports bets. Make sports ridiculous bets. Sports bets.
No. See, I need somebody.
You're like a 20-team parlay.
I need somebody handing me beers so that way it's not me getting up to the fridge and going and getting it myself, because then it's not. I'm not drinking alone by myself. I'm around other people.
Socializing without the socialization.
You've got two daughters now.
Yep.
You're the dad.
Uh-huh.
You got to get a dad chair, man.
Lazy boy.
You need to get a lazy boy with a
wife won't allow
with
it,
a cooler inside.
Wife
of it.
Will not allow it.
You get one. A lazy boy.
She gets everything else. You get one
because like she's very specific with like the way that things look aesthetically, and like our house is lovely. Exclusively because of her. Like, I have zero to do with any of it. She's got this vision, but like a big leather
lazy
recliner with a cooler in it is definitely not going to
refrigerator.
A refrigerator.
How about you think one of those things goes? Let's go to LazyBoy.com.
They actually make refrigerator Lazy Boys?
They have like small little refrigerators and then in the, like arm, the armrest
and
thing.
And then you open it up and they've got a charging station in there, God. Like a USB. Gosh. Man,
it's basically like
recliner technology. We are living in the future of recliner technology. Let me just tell you. It's pretty amazing.
I do go over to some of my friends' houses sometimes. And especially if it's like buddies back in the Midwest or whatever it may be, and they have a basement. And I go down there and I'm like, oh man, you've got like the multi-seat recliners and the leather, big leather couch and the man cave. When you open, like the fridge in between and the armrest, and I'm so jealous.
Woo! I mean, you've got some in there like those like high-end movie theater seats.
Yeah.
They've got the double ones up there. Those run as much as $4,000.
$4,000?
But if you want to get a single one, you can get that for about $1,600. I mean, comfort, Dave, you can't put a price on it. But if you were to put a price on it, $1,600 seems very reasonable for your own personal refrigerator and USB charging station.
Do you have one of those at your house?
Do I?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Answer the question. Do you have one of those at your house?
Not yet.
It's right next to the Peloton.
Will your wife allow it?
Yeah. She will.
If we call her right now,
she's at work.
Oh, how convenient.
Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
Casey is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Mahoney claims to be the most efficient person that you have ever met. Frankly, he's just lazy. And to prove that, I've got three facts from his wife about just how lazy he has been in just the past couple of days.
Dave.
All right.
I'm not lazy. I'm efficient. And my life was changed one summer shortly after high school when I was visiting the rainforests of Guatemala, and I came across the ancient Mayan citadel of Tikal. I met a man who said, son, work smarter, not harder. And I took that to heart, and ever since that day, I have worked smarter, not harder.
What was your dad even doing there?
Well, he was just saying son metaphorically.
Oh, he wasn't actually your father.
I don't think my dad's in the rainforest of Guatemala at the ancient Mayan citadel of Tikal.
You looked that up, didn't you? I just saw you glance down your computer screen. I see you got that right. All right, Casey, would you say that Mahoney is efficient or lazy, just in your opinion?
I lean towards lazy. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Mahoney.
Yeah, I lean towards you're an a-hole, Casey.
Oh, my.
See, I could have said the whole word, but I didn't. I made it efficient.
All right, so I've got three facts about Mahoney. And again, these are all sent to us from his wife. And you're just trying to figure out which one of these is not true. Again, two of them are absolutely true. Fact number one in Lazy Bones Mahomes. If you know any teachers, support staff, or administrators, you know that there are many hours of work to be done each day after the kids go home. I came home late last week after a particularly grueling Friday. We're talking about 16-plus hours. And I told Mahoney about the events of the day, and he replied, oh, man, mine was hard, too. 2.5 hours into my nap, I woke up and realized I hadn't turned the AC on.
It was very hot in the house.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, have you ever fallen asleep and not turned on the AC and realized several hours later just how hot your house gets?
No, I'm aware of how hot my house is before I fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound like it could be true to you, Casey?
It does.
And again, that sounds like more like a her problem with 16-hour days than a me problem.
Wow.
It is. Oh.
She's going to hear this. See, what Mahoney does is he'll say things like that during the show, knowing full well she's at work, and then he'll tell Ian to cut it out of the podcast.
Hey, Ian.
And then I actually do cut it out of the podcast, so she doesn't hear. Which is the worst part.
I got 20 bucks for you.
All right, here's another one. Last weekend, Mahoney had a hankering for some donuts, as he often does, and he asked me if I wanted to take a quick ride with him to pick them up. I figured he wanted to take me to Coco Donuts, which is just a few minutes away from our house. Instead, he tricked me into driving all the way to Krispy Kreme, which was an hour round trip. And when I objected, he said, oh, you don't want to spend time with your husband?
Wow, that seems pretty true.
I mean, does she not want to spend some quality time with her husband? Also, Coco Donuts, lovely place. Don't have a drive-thru. Krispy Kreme, on the other hand.
You went all the way an hour just to not get
out of the car.
45 minutes. And on top of that, they didn't charge my card because their system went down right as I got to the window.
They're okay, like, that doesn't change that you were willing to drive.
Have a half dozen donuts for free.
For 45 minutes to not get out of your car.
You're so lazy. Want to spend quality time with your husband.
Third and final fact. Does that one sound like it could be true, Casey?
That one does.
All right.
And a fresh, like when the hot,
the
like,
light's on.
Yeah, that light's on. Yeah. Oh, they just melt in your mouth.
How many did you eat on the drive back?
Two.
All right.
Because they do get very messy, and I don't want to mess up our car.
Third and final fact. I was out of town last weekend, and Mahoney admittedly spent his weekend, quote, living like a trash can, his words. I left him a short honey-do list that included things like taking out the trash and emptying the dishwasher. I came home to find a garage stinking of hot garbage, clean dishes still in the dishwasher, and a sink piled high with dirty plates. When I asked him why none of these tasks were completed, he replied, "Baby, you never sent me a reminder text."
Also, our garage is very tight.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a two-car garage, and we keep our trash bins in our garage because don't want to keep them on the backyard for whatever reason. Yeah. I don't know why, but we just don't.
Uh-huh.
I could not find the key to her car to move her car to get the trash can and recycling out to the street in time.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
It does, so.
Couldn't have asked her where the key was?
I didn't know. She was out of town. I wanted her to live her best life.
Oh,
didn't want to bother her with a text.
She was at the Minnesota State Fair. You can't interrupt that, Dave.
So, Casey, these three facts, only one of them is not true. Did he not empathize with her 16-hour day, instead pontificate on how he got woken up after 2.5 hours of napping?
Very hot.
Because he hadn't turned the AC
sleep
on.
Sweat, it's not good for anybody.
The 45-minute ride, although she says it's more like an hour, I believe her, for the Krispy Kreme donuts.
It's only 9.5 miles.
Or did he neglect to do his honey-do list? And she came home to the house being destroyed. Again, only one of them is not true. Which one is not true for the win today?
Oh, this is tough. I think I'm leaning towards the first one, the nap. No. Oh. maybe the honey-do list?
Final answer?
Yes.
You win.
I took the trash out. That's right.
You're a clean person. You're a clean person.
Wait.
I did forget to remove the dishes from the dishwasher.
So Casey, you did. Interesting. She did not inform me of that. Casey, I actually guessed the same thing as you because I'm like, there's no way that he totally just blanked off your 16-hour grueling day complaining about his nap. She's like, no, that's absolutely true. She said, the third one is the one that's a lie, and the only reason that he did those tasks is because I did indeed send him reminder texts to do his chores while I was out of town.
You know who wouldn't need a reminder to do their chores? Chris Jericho!
Break the walls! Break down the walls!
Some breaking news. The police in Tallahassee have found Chris Jericho's belt!
Break the walls!
I don't know. I didn't read the story. It was just it showed a cop holding up the belt.
We got to update the world on this.
We'll get to it. It's important stuff. It is. All right. Congratulations to you, Casey. You get set up with the passes for Inspire Theater. You're also qualified for Life is Beautiful 3-day passes.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
So people with tattoos are more likely to be impulsive and reckless, according to a new study, which I would totally disagree with.
Impulsive, though. Yes.
The reason I don't think it's true is because I am exceptionally impulsive and reckless, and I don't have any tattoos.
Same. I'm like the most impulsive person you'll meet.
So let me just give you an example of how impulsive I am. Like, when you buy something for your house, like, let's call it a couch, right? You have it for years most of the time.
Yeah.
Unless it somehow gets ruined, but you'll have it for years on end. If I go shopping for a couch and I can't get it today after I buy it, I don't want it.
Okay, well, actually,
too long. What do you mean it'll show up on Saturday? It's Thursday.
I'm backtracking. Here's the thing. Impulsivity, yes, actually happens if you're going to like the corner store for a tattoo, but you actually have to like really think about what you want. Plan ahead. If you're going to somebody who actually like has a clean shop and they're booked out for a little while, like you have to really think about.
You're saying
the
like,
process,
but like you have tattoos that were they look like they're very well thought out. Was it indeed a process?
Yes.
Ian, on the other hand, just has a bunch of like weird pigeons and other stuff that's tattooed on his body.
Yeah, they really don't mean much. If you guys want to give me a tattoo, I would love it.
But like that's where the impulsivity of it comes from, right? So it's like the quantity over quantity or quality. Like it depends on what kind of person you are at your core. So like you would go to, like you're saying,
at 40 years old, I would be pretty deliberate about it, I imagine.
Same.
But I also don't think that I'll probably ever get a tattoo.
Same with me.
Yeah.
But
same thing with cars, though. Like you mentioned couches, which we keep for a long time, but what's even more expensive, and we use every single day, cars.
Yeah.
I bought my car when I wasn't even shopping for a car. I drove it. I was like, oh, I like this. I'm going to buy it. Literally. Yep. I was actually out shopping for my wife for a car for her, and I ended up buying a car for me first.
And that's not even just shopping for cars. I mean, that's next level stuff. But what's really bad is when you're out. What was that, Ian?
I got an email. Sorry.
He has the Chris Jericho music.
Dude, I'm just sitting here locked and loaded, just like waiting now for you guys. Sorry about that.
I thought that was my computer. So I was like, I crap my sound on.
No, that's be my Ian email. Just getting ready for the Jericho.
Are we going to get to the Jericho news?
Well, so the Jericho news is that there's not really any Jericho news. It's just there's a guy who's a reporter in the area. He said, update, Tallahassee police have found I Am Jericho's stolen championship belt. And again, it has a picture of a cop holding up the belt.
Tell me that's not
like
a
he
found
it.
They found the belt. So the Chris Jericho belt has officially been found.
Did somebody leave it on the side of the road?
No idea. There's got to be a follow-up. We just don't know what the real story is yet.
So. He stole it. Yeah.
He broke down the wall, and he probably left it in the wall. So they just had to look there.
Arby's kind of took a shot at Jericho.
Arby's
on
did?
Twitter. Like,
what are they saying?
Yesterday he said, hey, I am Jericho. It's his Twitter handle. Heard some Judas stole your championship belt. We've got plenty of cardboard. Want a new one?
Break the wall!
Saying his belt's made out of cardboard.
Oh, boy.
But is it all a knock fired. On Arby's? What are they? What are,
I don't know.
Where's the cardboard coming from?
Does Jericho
from Arby's?
Have a feud with Arby's?
Also, like, okay, like Wendy's and their Twitter is awesome, right?
Yes.
But is anyone else a little tired of the cheeky corporate brand Twitter handles now where, yeah. you know, it's like, okay.
The passive aggressiveness of it is
like Chick-fil-A.
Does Chick-fil-A have a
Chick-fil-A has a Twitter? They're actually partially responsible for the whole Popeyes craze right now because they're the ones that got in on it, basically mocking for Popeyes for coming out
Are
with
you
their
sure?
yes,
Are you
yes.
Sure that wasn't just photoshopped.
Track it back, man. Take a look.
You're well known for fake news.
I would never lie to you.
I don't know. I don't think Chick-fil-A is going to be worried by Popeyes. I've been to a Chick-fil-A. I've been to a Popeyes. There's a clear-cut winner, and it's always going to be Chick-fil-A.
No, but right now, everyone's going nuts over Popeyes. In fact, there's a guy that is suing Popeyes now because they were out of the chicken sandwiches. And there was another dude who pulled up...
A gun.
And they actually pulled out a gun.
You know where that doesn't happen? Chick-fil-A, because they have all the chicken sandwiches in the world. And two, you don't see guys pulling guns at Chick-fil-A. You just don't.
You what know? Do you think would happen if somebody did pull out a gun?
Everybody else just start praying
for him, right?
No, everybody
like
else
they would
Chick-fil-A's
all like form
arm.
A prayer circle.
No, everybody else in Chick-fil-A's arm.
Let's talk about this.
That's what's going. That's what's going down. When they say I'll take a number two, they're talking about the amendment.
Here's the audio of them talking about the gun getting pulled at Popeyes.
That is ridiculous. I don't think that's fair at all.
He could have shot somebody behind a chicken sandwich. Somebody could have lost their life.
I mean, what can you say? Everywhere you go is some type of problem.
Stupid. If they tell you they don't have it, they don't have it. Why are you going to pull a gun on them?
Yeah, a sandwich? That's not cool, man.
They need 100 years. When you do dumb stuff, you need to get some dumb time, man, for real.
Just got to stand up and want to do the right thing. And that obviously was not the right thing.
I don't know where that Popeyes is, but I want to go there, man. That sounded great.
That second gentleman, he needs to narrate my life. He had a little bit of a Morgan Freeman accent going on.
Let's
right?
go back and listen.
That is ridiculous. I don't think that's fair at all.
He could have shot somebody behind a chicken sandwich. Somebody could have lost their life.
Tell me that does not sound like Morgan Freeman at a Popeyes.
That guy needs to narrate your life, but in all reality, it's going to be this guy.
That is ridiculous. I don't think that's fair at all.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
And that was Mahoney's entire life story right there.
That is ridiculous. I don't think that's fair at all.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
No matter what song is playing, like, I get emotionally upset when I hear bagpipes. I don't know.
Message deleted.
Does it remind you of funerals, maybe?
Yeah, where else are bagpipes even used?
Hip-hop songs?
Yeah. No, but the only place where at least in recent memory, where I can remember a bagpipe being used, is at my Scottish grandfather's funeral.
Yeah. Like traditionally, if you
it's
have
like Amazing Grace or something,
military funeral or somebody in the fire department or public services, police officer, you hear bagpipes. And yeah, certainly they can be very emotional. The last time you and I were supposed to hear bagpipes was when we went to Pebble Beach. They advertised that there was a guy bagpiping out there every night at sundown on the coast.
Pebble Beach is like this fancy golf course, and like they have this clubhouse and everything. And when you go there, if you want to play on the golf courses at Pebble Beach, you have to stay at this resort, and it's just obscenely priced. But
unreal.
It was one of our buddies' 50th birthday parties, and so we're like, all right, we're going to spring forward and
go. It was so expensive. Dave and I shared a room.
Yeah, and that never
happened.
That
has never happened in 15 years. Yeah. But we were like,
the other option was like, it's like $3,000 a piece. And we're like, screw that, man. That's ridiculous. But we were very upset because they had advertised that there was going to be a dude playing bagpipes at sundown. And we're like, hell yeah.
Waiting there. And they're like, it was too windy.
It's too windy. It's like, it's
what does the wind have to do?
They're bagpipes. It's a wind instrument. They didn't appreciate us.
I was very upset by that. Yeah. Very upset. But yeah,
you
would have thought they would have offered us something to compensate for how upset we were. But
$30 glasses of scotch inside. Yeah. Not even the good stuff.
Nope.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, hey, I know that Dave and Mahoney have been stinking it up in the studio the last couple of weeks. I was wondering if they've been paying closer attention to their hygiene because they finally have another woman in the studio. I want to know.
Message deleted.
You both are not stinky individuals. Huh. Like, by no means.
Take that, sir.
No, like, I used to pop in and just be like, hey, guys. And I'd be like, it smells like dude in here. And they would get like, what do you mean it smells like dude?
Well, that's
like
generally your colognes not a good thing.
And stuff. Yeah. Yeah. No, just like your colognes. You guys are not dirty people.
Yeah, if we did a show maybe at the end of the day after we'd both, you know, been, you know,
taking naps and non-AC.
You know, getting our gym flex on, you know, like,
okay.
Is that what we would do if we did the show I'd be wearing later on?
My spandex gym shark pants.
Gym shark pants?
That's, I'm not familiar.
Are you still wearing those?
Yes, I do. Instagram influencers, actually.
Are you really a gym shark? Are you, though? But no, yeah, we would take care of ourselves.
Yeah, no, we're in a small, you know, this room's like, what, 12 by 12, maybe
15 by 15.
Maybe 15 by 15, but it's a small room. Yeah. We're in close quarters. Like, you shower, you don't fart, and, you know, we've got hygiene rules.
Certain rules. Just be clean and don't fart. That's it.
Yeah, we shower on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah, you're not dirty people. So, no.
What do you mean a pretty regular basis?
You know, at least once a week.
Oh, come on.
I'm conserving water, saving the environment.
Man, when I went up to the mountains this past weekend.
Would you not shower at all?
Not only did I not shower, I forgot underwear.
Oh, my God.
I wore the same pair of underwear. I had no choice.
Oh, you're a monster.
Dave.
I had no choice.
3 days? Dave.
Well, I mean, three days.
Dave?
Yeah.
Next time, maybe just, like, don't wear them anymore.
How do you forget boxers? Like, that's the first thing that I packed
in a hurry.
100 pairs.
I always overpack.
Yeah, literally, like the meme that's going around. Why do I pack? I pack underwear like I'm going to mess my pants at least 3 times a day, every day I'm on vacation.
Did they not even have like a Walmart near you?
It was, no. I mean, it's the middle of the mountains. And they, you know what? I guess I should have looked for a...
Or Walgreens?
No,
or like
a
CVS?
Stuff.
I mean, there's no point.
You're way up in a mountain.
You couldn't have hunted for your own new skin,
killed a deer
boxers.
And skinned it.
Would have been better than 4 day underwear at
it
that
wasn't
point.
4 day. It was three.
It was 3 months.
And a half.
But there's no point if you shower and then put on the same old ass underwear.
You're dirty.
It's dirty again immediately.
That's why I didn't shower.
Fair. Yep. I understand.
Oh, okay. But just extra ripe.
Do you know what's bad though? Is the socks. Because I take the socks off.
Oh, you didn't bring socks?
I forgot socks and underwear.
What?
Did you just skip the whole drawer, whole top drawer
I
of your dresser?
What did you bring?
His children. You got those
right.
I
brought my kids.
You didn't forget them.
And I brought some workout clothes that I didn't use.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. I've actually been wondering like what the protocol is if one of you guys on the show gets mad at someone else on the show. Like, you know, like, do you guys have a sit down? You guys... like let them work it out, you know, or do y'all just ignore it? Well, you know, I'm like super curious. I can't imagine you guys like actually get along all the time.
Message deleted.
Dave and I get along all the time.
We do.
Yeah, I mean, like, we've been friends for 15 years.
Audrey's been here for like 2 days, so we're still in the honeymoon phase right now. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. No, we've
worked. That made me nervous.
Dave. No, like, we never.
Couples counseling.
No, we never have problems with each other. We really don't.
Everybody else we have problems with, and we'll be like, man,
screw everyone
Ian
else.
Ian is the worst.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I was going to say, he's the worst. He doesn't even have the Jericho theme ready.
And he had it ready.
Stop stories! Here's what's making news.
So this is a tricky question. It's going to be hard to figure out, but there's a guy who was one of the leaders at a big gay conversion therapy center in South Carolina. And the whole thing with gay conversion therapy, if you're not familiar, they'll take these kids and that identify as being gay, and they'll try to change them because they tell them you're a bad person for being
gay. Wrong.
You're bad.
They need to be outlawed, first and foremost.
Absolutely.
Conversion therapy doesn't work. It's unreal.
So currently 18 states and Washington, D.C. ban the practice of conversion therapy for minors, according to the Movement Advancement Project and the LGBTQ think tank. South Carolina, however, is not one of those states, so they have a big one there. Well, this guy who worked in the business for about two decades, for over 20 years, says that he decided that he was going to leave the program because he was having issues with some of the other staff members. They said, we're going to fire you. Well, the 51-year-old has just come out and announced. Any guesses?
He's gay.
I'm gay.
Yeah, he's gay.
Yeah, no kidding. Here's all these bigots who are out there who can't understand, why somebody, like, nobody chooses who they love, what their sexuality is going to be. It's all, you know, it just happens. Well, nobody chooses that sort of thing.
There's gay animals in nature.
Yeah.
But they're not rebelling against their parents by being gay. They just like rubbing their wieners together. Who cares?
The thing that we have seen over the years is that the people who are the most hateful, the most spiteful, the most bigoted are the people who hate themselves because they are.
Internal conflict. 100%.
Oh my God,
Accept yourself. Stop hating other people. Stop hating yourself. And just embrace who you are. Like you've said on the show many times, one life to live.
How old is this gentleman, do we know?
51.
And he spent 51 years preaching hate, pushing this insane agenda when you could have been happy this entire time.
Yeah, and again, you know, a lot of people will base it in their religious beliefs. Show me one time Jesus said anything about being gay. Anytime, anywhere. Show me where Jesus said anything. Where Jesus said anything
Not
about being
Bible,
gay.
Not the Bible, Jesus.
Even the Bible is very scant. Like, I mean, there's a couple of things where you can interpret it and say, oh, well, you know, I get that this
and that. You
can
interpret the Bible in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
People just pick and choose what they want.
But it also says that overeating is a deadly sin, too.
Yeah. So are shrimp and pork.
I'm going straight to hell. I'm a glutton.
Yeah.
But treat people how you want to be treated. Treat people how you feel you should be treated.
Yeah.
If we could all do that, the world would be a better place.
Those places are just so emotionally and verbally just abusive. It's an abusive atmosphere. It's really sad.
Well, it's all about control, too.
Yeah.
Right? It's using religion to try to control people. You have to act this way because if you're different, especially the older generation, right? Like our parents' generation, they were so terrified of being embarrassed by their little kid being a queer that they just couldn't deal.
And it's
not about you, you clown. It's about your kid's happiness. You're going to ruin your kid's happiness for yourself and your own image?
Disgusting.
The worst.
Yeah. I'm glad that we are evolving. There's still these stupid pockets that exist, but luckily they're getting snuffed out.
The word of evolving is actually what it is, right? Like, because we've had to actually like gain better knowledge and like, I don't know. I just think that it's really
and change.
Sad.
Sometimes it's uncomfortable to change. It's a lot easier to fear. It's a lot easier to just say that everything that's different than you is bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, how sick of it is that the fact that we have to even have a mind frame that's the exact opposite of what should just be normalized, right? Just like let people live their life. Why
nice?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Right.
Stop trying to control other people.
If you're not hurting anybody else, do what you want.
Exactly.
Including rubbing your wieners together, you silly little penguins. It's fine.
That's what penguins
do. That's
what penguins
do. I'm envisioning it. Let's be real. And like, that doesn't even
warm.
Seem. Like, I'm just like, it's like,
I'm gay.
Lightsabers is all I'm seeing.
So, two
whatever, man. Everybody's got a kink. I love Star Wars.
I wish it was that impressive.
Yeah.
So, two Diet Cokes a day. increase your chance of a deadly heart attack or stroke by 50%.
Two diets.
Two Diet
so
Cokes
you're saying
a day.
Regular Coke, I'm good. I'm clear.
You are fine. It's just free the Diet Cokes. Yep.
Well, there's got to be something. Like,
Pepsi Max also has the same thing. Yeah.
Diet is supposed to be way worse than
you. Are you a diet soda drinker?
I'm not actually. I'm really just a Mountain Dewer, and that's really it.
You yeah. like you just do
you
the like, do.
You do the do, baby. You gotta get my county coffee in the mornings.
For me, I'm a Coke. I like. I'm almost 99. If I'm drinking soda, 99% of the time it's Coke. And I know I shouldn't because that's where a lot of the excess calories come. But I feel like there is something like when there is zero calories and it tastes something like whatever it does. Like this can't be good.
Can't be good.
And I know that the regular Coke and all the diabetes that it is giving me is not good for me either. But. I still feel like I'm on a higher horse.
He also came out saying that Diet Cokes were like terrible for women and make us like infertile.
Really?
Rumors. Hmm.
Just got a text message. I had a friend that had a gay chihuahua that was gay and he would sneak out of the house and come back home with hemorrhoids.
Whatever, man. Let that chihuahua live his life.
Yeah, man.
He's happy.
That's a thing. My dogs make out. They just kiss all the time.
It's not Taco Bell that you can't roll.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right. Well, it's that time of the show again, Audrey. It is time for Know the Show. Do you know the answer to today's question? Take a listen.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
What are some terrible date stories you all have?
One time, whenever I was living in Alabama, I had a little country boy take me to his mother's house to show me his...
Oh, what did a country boy take Audrey to his mother's house to show him? Show her. Did you show him or did he show you?
At this point, we really don't know.
Somebody showed somebody something. Do you know what that was? 791-1075. If you know the show, today you will win a pair of tickets to go see Sum 41 when they bring the Order in the Decline Tour to the House of Blues on Wednesday, October 16th. 791-1075 is the phone number.
I will tell you, it did get messy.
It did?
It got messy. Okay. My shoes were ruined.
Oh, no. Hate
absolutely
it
when ruined.
And never again. They were brand new.
I only got to wear them once.
Oh, God. I mean, what? I mean, is there any more? Is there a bigger problem out there in the world for a young woman than having her Uggs ruined by a man's whatever it may
you're 16,
be?
16, I don't think so.
All right. Let's see who we got. X107.5. Who is this?
This is Karen.
Karen, what is or what was shown to Audrey?
The sexy cows.
All right. Did you say your name was actually Karen?
It is.
Oh, Karen. Have you heard the Karen Chronicles? On the
yes,
show?
Yes, but they're awful. Those people are awful.
Those are awful. They're giving Karens everywhere a bad name.
I know. Although I have made my reviews before, but, you know.
You'll have to submit one of your reviews then.
Well, we love you and we appreciate you listening. You're going to see Sum 41, and we'll be back tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. By the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.